Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Question Reality. I'm Priscilla Leona, producer and host of this show, and we are coming to you live from Los Angeles, California for 10 years and 1 month because I started May 2008. Wait a minute, May, June. I know it's still June. Yeah. For 10 years and 1 month, we have been ranked the number one entertainment career advice show on internet radio. And this is the show that you want to listen to if you are currently pursuing or dreaming about a career in the entertainment industry. The guests on this show are going to help you by providing tips, advice, and resource information on how and what it takes to pursue a career, a successful career, I should say, not just any old career, a successful career in a wide variety of show business professions. And just in case you are not a regular listener and you want to know what kind of people come on that show, well, we have Emmy winners, Grammy winners, Tony Award winners, reality TV stars, film and music producers, film, television, and theater directors. We have casting directors, talent managers, screenwriters, actors, singers, songwriters, comedians, writers, script supervisors, stunt people, entertainment lawyers. We usually throw them in at the end of the year. People seem to need them in December. I don't know what it is. I've never needed one in December, but that seems to be the big thing. But if you missed any of our shows, you want to go to our archive page, and that is on the latalkradio.com website. Again, latalkradio.com website, and search for our show title, Question Reality, or search by my name, Priscilla Leona, and we will pop up right before your eyes. Now, all of the Question Reality shows are also available for free on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher.com under the podcast section. And please make sure to get your free mobile app on the homepage of the LA Talk Radio. Yeah. I'm like losing my mind. I had too many cocktails this morning. To latalkradio.com website. Yes. It's located on the right hand side towards the bottom of the page. And then finally, if you want to be a guest on this show, or refer someone to be on this show, and you work professionally in the entertainment industry, and you want to promote yourself or showcase yourself, your products, or just genuinely want to help listeners with your sage career advice, then we are currently booking guests for July through December. So go to our official website, which is totally different from the LA Talk Radio website. The official website is questionrealityradioshow.com. questionrealityradioshow.com, and click the contact link to submit for interview consideration. Now, we're a very exciting show today. We were supposed to have this guest on last week, and I apologize because, boy, when somebody doesn't show up and we've already sent out the announcement, I'm telling you, I get some hate email. It's like, oh my gosh, now come on, people. Now, I can't guarantee that everybody can make it every week. I try, but there's no guarantee. People live in, you know, remote areas. Reception isn't too good in some areas. People go on tour. People get booked on a film and they shoot in New Zealand, et cetera, et cetera. There's always a situation that may happen. And that's what happened last week to our guest today. His name is Philip Brassard. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. He is a Navy veteran and a John Mayer, or Meyer, never know how this man's name is pronounced. John Mayer, I'm just going to say Mayer. He's a John Mayer inspired and award nominated blues blues pop artist, and he recently released his critically acclaimed debut album entitled Wavelength, and we are going to play at least one. I don't know how the show is going to go today. I'm just in hyperflex. I'm not sure. My goal is to play two, one around 5:30, 5:35, and then to close the show out with a second one of his songs. But we'll at least get one of them. But I'm shooting for two today, so we'll just see how it goes. You can go to check him out on Facebook under his name, Philip Brissard 86, and that's P-H-I-L-L-I-P. B as in boy, R-O-U-S-S-A-R-D, 86. I don't know what 86 stands for, but we'll find out. I always am curious about why people choose the names that they do for their emails and their websites and their social media sites. There's always a story behind it, which I'm fascinated by. He's also on Twitter at Real Philip Brissard. He's on YouTube, Philip Brissard, and SoundCloud, Philip. What's that little thing that goes in the middle? It's not an underscore. What the heck is that thing? You know, the line that separates. I can't think. But anyway, you'll figure it out, Brissard. And we are going to talk to him in a minute, but I want you to go to these websites and kind of check them out, read a little bit about them while I go over my wonderful advertisement. We have to keep the cocktails coming in. Therefore, we have to do an advertisement. We can't let the well run dry over here. This is the only way I get through my day. No, not really, but you know what I'm saying. All right, so, but seriously, I very rarely do advertisements. As you know, you've been listening to the show for 10 years, very rarely, because I do like to dedicate the show specifically to the guests and showcase the guests. But I tell you, I volunteered to do this advertisement for this food delivery service called Caviar, and I'll tell you why. Now you're like, what the hell's Caviar? Caviar is, I don't know what's going on in the background, but there's a lot of noise. Philip, is that you in the background? There's a lot of noise happening. Can you mute your phone while I'm promoting Caviar? Or it's like, I don't know, it's like a fist fight breaking out or something. I don't know what's happening over there, but, or he might be hunting. I think he lives in Washington. I think there's hunters up there, so might be hunting and gathering right now as we speak. They multitask up in Washington. I have so many friends and relatives up in Washington, so anyway, let's get back to why I volunteered to promote this company called Caviar. We have tried just about every food service, food delivery service out there available to our area, which is Los Angeles. And there were always so many problems that we just stopped using them altogether and we just ordered directly from the restaurants. But we always got so aggravated because when we would call to order our food, either I couldn't understand them very well or they couldn't understand me because of the accents we both have, obviously. And then there was always the issue of them repeating our credit card number after the order over the phone and in the restaurant. After I would tell them, first thing before I'd order, I'd say, please don't read our credit card number aloud because there's like a whole scam. And this is a good thing for you to know if you don't know it already. But there are people that go into these restaurants, the Thai restaurants, the Chinese restaurants, pretty much any restaurant, and they sit near the phone where the people take the orders, and they take down the credit card information. You know how they're like calling your credit card number out and the expiration date and this and that, and they repeat it. And next thing you know, I have a damn satellite disc being charged on my credit card. Next, and then, oh my gosh, there have been like three different things. And when they do the investigations, I try to find out, okay, so how did this happen? And I'll like question them to death. And then sometimes they'll like give me a scoop, but they try to keep that information private. But I was able to find out that pretty much That's what's happening. So be very careful when you order food from these restaurants directly, because this is what they're doing if they repeat your credit card information. Very dangerous. But they didn't seem to care about credit card fraud, and they just kept doing it. So, and then, of course, there's a problem of the food always arriving an hour late, and then it's cold, blah, blah, blah. So I said, oh, forget it. I am just going to order directly from a food service again. And I was reluctant. So I get this advertisement from this company called Caviar. As I said earlier, we didn't want to deal with them with any food delivery service because of the aforesaid reasons. And I only decided to try another food delivery service because, you know, of the credit card numbers being stolen and blah, 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 blah. So I am an advocate of research before investing money. So I read the Caviar reviews, and people were raving about the high standard of service, the hot food, the cool tracking app, and inexpensive delivery fee. And I was like, oh my gosh, this sounds good. I'm going to give them a try. Well, flash forward, I download the mobile app, and I'm like trying to put the credit card number in. And I was it was an iOS phone, by the way. And I try to add my credit card. Well, it doesn't work. And I think, oh gosh, here we go again. So reluctantly, I said, I'm going to just send an email and a text, making them aware of the problem, and I'm moving on. I didn't actually expect to get a response. Well, I couldn't believe it. I get a response back via email in like 5 minutes from someone named Jaden. And I don't know who, if it's a male or female, could be either one, but Jaden responded back in 5 minutes with the solution for the problem. So by the way, if you have this problem ever on an iOS device, the solution is for any mobile app that you download and you can't get the credit card number in, is to go to your desktop, add the credit card, and then it will work on the mobile app. Who knows why? I don't know, but it worked. I was all over myself. I was so thrilled. So I continued on with the food ordering process. We were so titillated, the whole ordering process at Caviar, from the wide variety of places to choose from in our area. I was loving life when I saw that you could order donuts and sweets delivered by themselves, and you could get falafel cups and a 21-day dry-aged beef burger and vegan carrot cake. I'm like, stop it now. I can't believe it. So, of course, those options are only available in the areas that the food serve, the restaurants, that the restaurants are there that serve them. But can you imagine getting the donuts delivered? Oh, that had me sold. So they've got just about of every type of American food and ethnic food that we love. So it was really cool to be able to track the food as it was being cooked and when it was en route. And then what I loved is it said, your delivery guy is about to knock on the door. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is getting creepy. Next thing you know, knock, knock, knock. I was like, ah, I was screaming. I said, get out of here. I can't stand it. So that happened. And again, the food was, oh my gosh, the food was so hot. I couldn't even hold it in my hands. I love the fact that when I gave my feedback, it was acknowledged. We even got a call from a rep at Caviar, and they gave me a $15 credit. Oh, not for my feedback. Maybe, I don't know, it was a combination of things, telling them about the mobile app problem and probably just being so appreciative that I took time to give them feedback. So who knows? But anyway, I got my $15 and used it right away. So you might want to check them out. The website is trycaviar.com, trycaviar.com. I was so amazed because I did not want to deal with, you know, those hassles that you have when you order food, especially the awkwardness when, you know, how when you get your food delivered and then you got to like, they're waiting for a tip and you're like, well, I don't know how much to tip. And oh my gosh, I hate that. Well, what's great is that, Caviar charges an automatic gratuity fee. So, and it's really cheap. It's like $1.98 or something. I guess it depends on the area. I'm not sure. But anyway, it was so cheap. I just loved it. And I just had to tell everyone about it. So, if you're doing like Grubhub or Eat24, any of those, give Caviar a try. Trycaviar.com. That's a great website address. You will love them. So just had to tell you about that. So back to our guest, who's probably sleeping by now with my, but I was just so excited about that caviar app, and I really want you to try it. So trycaviar.com. I'm not getting paid for this at all. Well, I did get $15, but that was before I even offered to advertise them. So, but check them out. I'm not getting paid from them at all. And I just love them. So if they are in your area, which they, unfortunately, they're only in 18 markets, I believe. So I don't know if they're in your market, but you could at least check it out. All right, back to our hot, sexy guest today. Did I by any chance mention that Philip Broussard was one of the sexies that I am having on my show this year? He is gorgeous. If you got my social media post, he is a very attractive man. Again, welcome to the show, Mr. Philip. Is it Broussard or Broussard?
Yeah, it's Broussard. It's gonna be a hard act to follow caviar.com, but
I know. Yeah. I think you are gonna have to hit it hard now, Philip, because I was very impressed with caviar. I'm hoping that you can bring on the impressiveness. Bring it on.
Let's try.
Your looks alone are impressing me, but I'm gonna close it.
Oh my God.
Closing that social media page right now so I don't get distracted. Okay, so first of all, I want to thank you very, very, very much for your service. You are a Navy veteran, Operation Iraqi Freedom and Enduring Freedom, so thank you. And I want to know, you are a John Mayer-inspired blues pop artist. I only know one of his songs, Your Body's a Wonderland. I couldn't tell you another song that he sings because, I don't know, it's not my type of music. But what is it about John Mayer's music that moves you so much, or why do you love his music so much?
Well, for me, it was introduced into my life at a period of time that I think I needed to heal in a certain way. My dad had just died, and John Mayer's music just hit me in a way that I wasn't expecting. It was, my dad had given me my first guitar, and John Mayer's music is very guitar heavy. And so an instrument that I had put down because losing my dad, I picked back up again because of John Mayer's music. So, there's just a lot of healing. And I think in his music, there's a lot of, really beautiful poetry in his lyrics, and the guitar riffs are just fantastic. So, one of my favorite ones that came out quite a few years later is Slow Dancing in a Burning Room. And I think you should check that out, because if you only know Your Body is a Wonderland, you are doing yourself a disservice, because that song, I don't even think he plays that song in concert anymore. I saw him last year. So,
oh God, I am limited. My John Mayer is limited to Your Body's a Wonderland, but I will check out that song for sure. Now, I love what you just said about how you discovered music was your passion early in life when your father brought home a guitar. I love that story. It was your actual father's intention to play the guitar himself, but he soon found you picking up the guitar when you didn't think anyone was watching. So can you remember that feeling and tell us about it again, and what made you do that? You know, was it the sound of the guitar, or, you know, how kids are, you know, you see your father playing it and some kids just want to be like their father. So tell us why.
Well, so it wasn't that, I can guarantee you that. It wasn't that I saw my dad playing it and wanted to play it. It was the worst sounds I'd ever heard come out of an instrument when my dad was playing it. It was just awful. He loved music, but he didn't have the ear to be able to make it. And so, I loved him to death, don't get me wrong, but, he didn't inspire any of that. So I picked it up, and, he wasn't home, and I was afraid I was going to get in trouble. He wasn't a strict disciplinarian by any stretch of imagination, but I was afraid I was going to get in trouble for, you know, he had this thing that, you know, you had to ask to touch, you know, his music stuff or his CD player or anything like that. So I wasn't asking, he wasn't home. I wanted to play it. So I picked it up and I put it in my lap, and I didn't know how to play anything at all. But I remember just flicking the strings with my right hand, and just, I heard all the strings play all at once, and I was just immediately entranced. I remember feeling like this guitar felt right in my lap. It was the right thing at the right time. The universe had, you know, collided in a way that just everything seemed right. And so that guitar, the form of the guitar found its way into my veins and wrapped its strings around my heart there. I couldn't think of anything else for months.
Oh, you know, that story is very similar to my husband, only it was his brother. You said that you grew up under the musical influence of your father's favorites, Pink Floyd and James Taylor and Jimi Hendrix and Eric Clapton. And my husband's a software developer by day, but he's a jazz guitar player by night and on the weekends. Matter of fact, he's at a rehearsal right now and he loves Eric Clapton. Oh my God, it's Eric Clapton, Eric Clapton, Eric Clapton. But yeah, it's between him and the Beatles. So, yeah, it's one or the other in this damn house. And I'm curious, what's your favorite Eric Clapton song? And also, who are some of your favorite artists today and why?
Sure. So my favorite Eric Clapton song is actually the song Old Love. And it's off his Journeyman album. It just has this really cool flow to it. And really cool guitar riffs, and Eric Clapton really showcased how brilliant of a guitar player he is. So that's definitely my favorite Eric Clapton song. You know, a lot of my favorite artists are, you know, still the same, you know, that Jimi Hendrix and Eric Clapton, as well as, you know, there's
so
one
there's
of my all-time favorite
really
songs
good.
Is actually a song.
There's nobody actually really good today, in my opinion. I tell you, you don't even hardly hear the guitar, really, in songs of today.
No, you don't.
I mean, you really don't. I was watching the Graham Norton show on Saturday, and even though I love this song, it was, Dua Lipa and Calvin Harris. And usually Graham Norton always has bands on, and he really has good bands and bands that I've never heard of because it's in England and they're usually European artists. And I said, wait a minute, where's the band? It was a vocalist and a DJ. I said, what? What do you mean a vocalist and a DJ? But apparently that's the new thing, Philip. They're doing a vocalist and a DJ. They've cut out the damn drums and the bass, and guitar has been gone for a long time. I mean, it's in pop music. I'm talking about pop music. So
sure.
It's a shame because some of the songs from back in the day, oh, I love those five-minute guitar solos from Heart. Oh, are you kidding me? And the Eagles. And I mean, that was like, my gosh, who can't remember the guitar solo from Magic Man? Or Barracuda,
right?
Or Hotel California, or Led Zeppelin. I don't know. I'm just very disappointed with how they've completely eliminated a lot of instruments of today. But, you know, that's it. Life goes on. Now, I want to talk briefly. I don't want to talk about, you know, too much to bring up old wounds. But, you know, sadly, when the tragedy struck, when you were 18 years old, and what happened was your father, and your grandfather and your uncle passed away within 6 months of each other. That is so devastating. Is it okay for you to tell us what happened and what, you know, is that what moved you to go into the Navy or enlist in the Navy? I mean, tell us about that.
So it definitely was the catalyst for me joining the Navy. You know, my father died in August and I just went to boot camp a month later. I don't know, the area where I was living just didn't have much for me at the time, and losing my dad, and it just, I was working at Hollywood Video at the time, and if anybody remembers Hollywood Video, they went out of business shortly after.
Are
and
you
so,
talking
you
about
know,
here
Blockbuster
in L.A.?
Followed them.
In L.A.?
I'm sorry?
In Hollywood Video in L.A., in Los Angeles?
No, there was Hollywood Video was a you know, large company, a video rental company that was nationwide, and
okay.
So Hollywood Video was just it was a great job. I mean, it was a teenager job, but you know, they had offered me a promotion and I just didn't see myself staying with a video rental company forever. So, yeah, it was the catalyst. My father passed away. It was the catalyst for me joining the Navy. And, you know, as they say, the rest is history. So
it was an attempt to quell your grief, just going in there and the structure and organization. And sure. Boy, they run you hardcore in the armed forces. So that would have definitely taken your mind off of that. I mean, oh, they're drilling you for, oh my gosh. I tell you, and from what happened to you to go in to enlist in the United States Navy, I think that was a great decision because your mind, after a father, a grandfather, and an uncle, your mind is so malleable. So if you would have gotten, say, hooked up with the wrong people, you could have really gone downhill fast because that's an open, festering wound when you have all, you know, any loved one died, let alone three. So that was a very great decision. So now early, I just can't believe you had to go through that. You're a very strong, brave man. Mm-mm-mm. If you're single, ladies, this is a hot one for you. This is a hot one. God. Not only is he gorgeous, but this is a brave, strong man to be able to deal with that. So now your debut EP was released on MTS Records, which is Michael's, yep. I believe it's Michael Stover Records. I didn't even know he had a damn record company. I know he was a talent manager, but I didn't even know he had a record label. I got to catch up on Michael. Yeah. It was released on your dad's birthday. I'm a Scorpio too. Mine's November 12th. His is the 18th. Your dad, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and the new EP, it includes the new Music Weekly chart single, Just Wanna Believe, which we're just about to play in a couple minutes. First of all, what did you learn in the process, music wise, and about yourself, I guess, personally creating this album?
I learned that it's okay to write what you feel, and chances are there's a large group of people out there that have felt the same, and so it's okay to put that out there, even if it's a little bit uncomfortable, if that makes any sense.
Oh, it absolutely does. I mean, did you discover anything about, because you know, making an album, it's not just you go into a recording studio and start singing. So obviously you had to find the right people, learn about the process. So tell us real quick, who is the one, did you seek the people out? If so, who was it? And what did you learn about the record making process?
Well, the record making process it was a little bit more intimidating than I thought it would be, especially because there's times when you're singing and you have, you know, you don't have a guitar in your hand and there's just people staring at you in the other room. And,
right.
You know, or like when I was playing my guitar solos over the songs Drowning and Best Friend and things like that, it's me, you know, going through several takes and there's plenty of times where I screw it up and there's, you know, people are rolling their eyes and they're like, oh, when's this guy going to hurry up and just finish this?
Right, because so then you feel just, like an amateur, like, oh my gosh, why am I
right.
doing this?
Yeah, and that's the thing, like,
right?
That's the thing, like, I know one of these, I've worked with record producers before, and I've gotten a lot of compliments from record producers about being a guitar player and my level of guitar playing ability, I suppose, and you know, when you mess up, they roll their eyes, and I'm like, dude, you pick up a guitar, and let's have a guitar off right now, and let's see what happens.
Yeah.
You know? And your ego takes over. So.
Are you self-taught completely, or did you?
I am, yeah.
You are. Okay. And this particular song we're going to play, it's Just Want to Believe. Because of this album, you were nominated for 2 International Music and Entertainment Associated Awards. Congratulations, congratulations, congratulations.
clap, 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 clap.
Did you ever think it was possible? I mean, what did you expect? Did you expect to have the album be exactly what you wanted, and was it?
No, I'm never happy with anything I finish. It's just one of those constant nagging, like, oh, you could have done that better. You know, you could have sang that line better, or that those lyrics could have maybe flowed a little bit better. So for me, I didn't expect anything like that. But all the positive feedback I've gotten I never expected any of that either, but I'm happy and I'm not going to complain.
Did you write all of the songs? You were the singer and the songwriter. So you wrote the songs and so you wrote the lyrics. What about the music? Did you write the music
played
as well?
Played it all and wrote it all.
Really? Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. You played all the instruments or just why? Or you just wrote it and then you hired musicians to play
the other? I played it all.
Played
rhythm guitar, played lead guitar. Yeah, it's only an acoustic EP, so it's not a big deal. But,
okay. All right, because I was getting what is going on with our Philip Broussard? He's a genius. Nah. The extrovert. He plays
not
harp.
Exactly.
Yep. He plays harp. He plays the what's it, tempi? Oh, my gosh. Okay, so we are going to play the first song, which is Just Wanna Believe, real quick. What was the inspiration for this particular song, Just Want to Believe?
This inspiration was somebody telling me that they had basically opened up to their significant other who was a bit toxic and just kind of laid it all out there for them and just basically said their love was toxic and their feelings were toxic for them and they weren't a good influence in their life. They just kept writing emotional checks and they weren't making any emotional deposits, if you know what I mean.
That's heavy. That's heavy psychological talk we got there now. No, I like that. Not making any emotional deposits in my bank. I'm going to use that, by the way. I'm going to write it down while we listen to this song. I'm writing down. I'm taking your quotes. I'm writing it down. Okay, so without further ado, we're going to listen to Philip Broussard. He wrote the music, the lyrics, and it's called Just Wanna Believe.
Ever since we met, I have worshipped the ground that your feet have touched just to be pushed around. I should know by now you're not here to stay. It's something I can't get past and it's killing me. I just wanna believe you'd be there for me. 'Cause one day I hope you'll see what your love's doing to me. It's worse every day as you inch farther away. 'Cause I don't know what to say. I remember the walks that we used to take and coffee in the morning just after coming awake. And now those are replaced with angry words flowing free. And I don't know what to do. Help me make you see. I just wanna believe that you'd be there for me. Cause one day I hope you'll see what your love's doing to me. It's worse every day as you inch farther away. 'Cause I don't know what to say. I have nowhere to go where I won't think about you every day. one day I hope you'll see what your love's doing to me. It's worse every day as you inch farther away. 'Cause I don't know.
It's so hauntingly emotional, isn't it, Philip?
I guess.
It most certainly is, and I think that you were talking about yourself. You were writing those emotional checks but not getting any emotional deposits, weren't you, Philip?
Maybe. Definitely maybe.
All right, I'll take it. But I just wrote it down while we were listening, and I said, oh, I can't wait until my husband and I get to another argument. I'm going to incorporate that line. I'm incorporating it. He's going to be shocked by that one. I know. As a matter of fact, you need to write a song and integrate the emotional checks and not getting an emotional deposits. I don't know how you'd fit it in because they're not really songwriting lyrics, but
right.
I think you can create something magical to put in a song. So that's fantastic, though. So let's find out where we can buy your songs. I would imagine iTunes, right? And where mm-hmm. else can we yep. get your song?
So you can stream them from Spotify as well as Google Play, Apple Music. iTunes is a good place to buy it. I own the domain philipbroussard.com. It's still a work in progress. I haven't published anything on there yet. Excuse me. But I will have a merchandise store on there shortly that you'll be able to purchase music from.
Are you doing your there. Own With website, that, Philip? Because you seem to have an unlimited supply of talents. Are you doing your own website?
I am going to do my own website. Yeah, they're not too difficult. They make a lot of tools out there that are easy to utilize.
Yeah, the template.
Sure.
Well, I own a website, a small boutique size website designing company. That's why I took interest in whether you were doing it or not, because
gotcha.
When it gets launched, I want to see what your talent is in the website design area. So make sure you send me some sort of notice, and I'll promote it for you. I love that song. I listened to all of the songs that Michael sent over, and I also love your single All Over Again. And
oh yeah.
Yeah, I really love that. So, how many songs are on the EP?
Five.
Okay. So, we heard Just Want to Believe. I heard All Over Again. I can remember that one. I'm just thinking about the ones I can remember, and I love that one. Those were the ones out of the choices that were sent over that were my favorite. What is All Over Again? What is that about? I mean, to you. I know songs have meanings to different people. What is it about? Why did you write it?
Well, I wrote it, it was about it was actually written from a Facebook post. Somebody posted something on Facebook quite a few years ago. And I just kind of grabbed the thought process and kind of wrote it into a song. And it was basically, I was feeling kind of, in a funky place at a certain time. And a friend of mine was going through something with him and his spouse and she had left and then, she came back. And so the song is basically about the pain of loss for, them leaving and then the rejoicing of them coming back. With that said, actually, All Over Again, the lyric video has over 100,000 views on YouTube.
Oh, what? Oh my God. No, yeah, this so lyric video, what is
that.
This lyric video? There's a music video, and I've been hearing a lot of lyric video stuff. What is that?
Sure. It's a video. It's basically a music video with the lyrics overlaid so that way you can see the lyrics in front of you while you listen to the song. So it's on my Facebook page. It's on my YouTube page. If you check me out on YouTube, which I definitely encourage you to.
So it's a music video, like we would be watching an MTV type video, and you're just saying that the lyrics are like on an overlay while the song is playing, sort of like captions, subtitles.
Exactly.
It's not just one picture, you know, how people put on YouTube one picture and then you just hear the song playing and then the lyrics are over the page. This is like a full video.
Exactly.
I love that. That is great. Now, did you do the video yourself too?
I did not. That I subcontracted
I
out.
Flaw with you, because you were just a little too perfect, Philip. You were a little too perfect. I'm like, he's gorgeous. He can write music. What is wrong with him? Finally, you didn't do something yourself. Well, let's give credit to who did it, because I haven't watched it yet. I didn't even know you had that. I want to know who did it, because you're saying it's very popular, huh?
Yeah. Well, Michael Stover's the one that arranged it, so I got to give him all the credit for the arrangement.
Michael Stover. Oh, he arranged it, like he hired the producer and the director and all the people.
Yeah. Okay. So he took care of that for me.
Oh, good. Well, you were in it. You contributed. Let me ask you, Philip, what are three things that you wish that someone had told you before you first became a recording artist? Just three tips for the audience.
It's okay to make mistakes. That will happen. It's okay to have a bad gig every now and then. You just make sure you recover and don't let it get to your head. Most importantly, you got to make it a fun experience, because if it's not fun, you'll be miserable.
So everybody comes to California who thinks they can act, right? And they come out here and they're like, oh, I could, they watch television and film, oh, I could do that. They come out here and they think right away, ground running, they expect that they're going to get an agent or representation, which that is delusional, people. So anyone listening, whether it's music or acting, don't come out here thinking like that, because that is not how it works. That's not the real world. Okay. So for you, at what point in your life of music did you know that it was time to seek representation to help propel your music career forward?
Well, so I went to a John Mayer concert last year, and I actually had a VIP ticket, so I had the opportunity to meet him, and which I told myself back when I first heard his music, if I ever got the chance to meet him, I would. So I finally checked that off my list. But it was his advice. He said, you know, I asked him, you know, what should I do, you know, as a musician, you know, that wants to start kind of moving this into the direction I want it to move. And he said, you're not going to be able to do everything yourself, so don't be afraid to have other people help you out. So that's when I, you know, sought out representation and everything and like that. And, you know, it was well worth it. I think it was well worth it. So John Mayer is the one that inspired that.
Well, aren't you just so fancy, John Mayer? First person to get. I am obsessed, Philip, with Harry Styles. So I'm going to seek him out and ask him what I should do. He's going to be in L.A. That's my type of music, by the way. You know, I know you're like, you and my husband, I'm sure, not Harry Styles. Well, my husband's definitely not into that music. But he's be in LA at the Forum, right? So upset because I couldn't get Harry Styles tickets, and I live and breathe this man, right? So I said, if I was ever lucky enough to get tickets, like you were very lucky to get John Mayer tickets to meet him backstage, I thought, what would I do with them? I don't sing. I mean, what would I do? I mean, what? I mean, I can't say, oh, can you give me advice for my singing career? So I don't know. I think maybe possibly, I don't know, maybe ask him, would he possibly give me a kiss on the cheek? I don't know what, or maybe a lock of his hair, or maybe some clothing. I want something from that man physically.
So you're probably going to be approaching that level that artists tend to shy away from, so I'd probably hit the lock of hair part.
Hey, you know, he wouldn't even know that I took a piece of his hair. Come on, I'm very sneaky about that. I've been dealing, I know so many celebrities, you have no idea how many pieces of hair I've gotten in off of whom. I mean, they don't even know it. I'm not going to say it because I'm still friends with them. So we won't talk about that. Okay. So if you, real quick, the 50 minutes, it's gone. Philip, we're done. This interview. Can you believe it?
That's a shame.
Yeah. It is a shame because I had so many. Do you know I got 22 questions that we didn't get to? And it was all from the Caviar app. It was the Caviar advertisement that ate up, no pun intended, your time. So why don't we have you come back on maybe towards the end of the year? Talk to Michael, or, you know, you can deal with me directly, but get it approved by Michael first. Of course. And let's have you come back on and let me finish the rest of these darn questions. And then that way we can play another one of your songs and, you know, maybe two of them, you know, get two of them in. And so wherever you were, the reception was great. So let's have you go back in that area. Everybody sent me emails and wanted to know why Philip didn't come on. Philip, please tell them so they don't think I was just giving them a line that you couldn't get reception. Tell them that's the truth.
Yeah, so I was in a very rural area last Sunday. I was not hunting, I promise. That's not actually not a hobby of mine.
No.
I was in a very rural area and my phone just was not picking up. I wasn't getting any incoming calls. And so I was driving through that area and I missed a bunch of the calls and by the time I got to reception area, I felt terrible. I wasn't supposed to be driving at that time. It was just one of those things
Well, you know what? It's better late than never that you were here. And we had a great time with you. You're a wonderful guest and a very talented, talented performer. And until next time, I wish you the best of luck. So say goodbye to your fans.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much for having me. And I really, really look forward to hearing from you. Reach out to me on Facebook. It doesn't matter. Just hit me up. I'm happy to respond.
But get that Get that website up. Okay. And if you have any problems, just send me a message and I'll get it launched for you. No problem. I'll have one of my peeps do it for you. No charge. Okay, everybody. Thank you for listening to Philip Broussard. Go to his website on Facebook, Philip Broussard 86, Twitter, and go to YouTube and watch his video right now, Philip Broussard. I'm going to do it right now. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you next week on Question Reality. Bye.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.